It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. President Biden says the United States stands with the thousands of Cubans who have taken to the streets in the largest demonstrations against the communist government in decades. The protests have also revealed political challenges that President Biden faces with Cuban Americans in Florida. And that's a crucial voting bloc in the nation's largest swing state. They are demanding much more than words of support. Here with more, NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez.
During the rare protests, demonstrators along Havana's famed Malecon Promenade and across the island complained of food shortages and the worsening economic situation. They chanted for freedom and called for President Miguel Díaz-Canel to step down. In Miami, thousands of Cuban Americans rushed to Little Havana in solidarity and cheered what some saw as the beginning of the end of communist leadership. President Biden applauded what he called the Cuban people's clarion call for freedom.
The Cuban people demanding their freedom from an authoritarian regime. And I don't think we've seen anything like this protest in a long, long time, if quite frankly ever.
Fernand Amandi, a Democratic pollster in Florida, said the president of the United States can play an extraordinarily important role in determining what happens next.
For President Biden, this has the potential to be a political gift from the gods because he has the opportunity through his actions as the leader of the United States in the free world to play a role in championing the efforts.
Play it right, Amandi says, and Biden can also help erase lingering perceptions from a misinformation campaign about Biden and the Democrats being a bunch of socialists.
There are going to be political rewards to be reaped if Cuba does transition to a free democracy, and whoever the president of the United States is at that time, the political rewards could be profound.
Biden could certainly use help with the community. Things didn't go well for him last year in Florida after he promised to reverse some of former President Donald Trump's Cuba policies and go back to the Obama-Biden administration policy of engagement. He lost the state to Trump, who was helped out by significant gains in Miami-Dade County, a Democratic stronghold where nearly 70% of residents are Hispanic.
We should make clear nothing's going to change. There's not going to be any sanctions change as a result of this.
That's Florida Senator Marco Rubio pressing Biden to keep policies Trump put in place, including travel restrictions and re-adding Cuba to the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Rubio also called on Biden to do more to help the protesters by setting up satellite internet and rallying allies to condemn repressive actions of the communist government.
What is being demanded in southern Florida is that the Biden administration embrace the agenda of the protesters and demand the immediate regime change in Havana.
Benjamin Cadan led Latin America policy in the Obama White House. He says the Biden administration must be careful not to do too much cheerleading, which could give the Cuban regime an excuse to crack down on protesters or delegitimize their efforts by portraying them as American stooges.
What you're seeing in the very careful response from the Biden White House is a desire not to undermine this promising protest movement.
But he and others see a risk in being too careful. Not doing enough could spoil an opportunity to repair Biden's reputation with Cuban American voters. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Washington.